Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
We're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
All right, welcome to the Back in Time podcast. We do not have JD this week. I got my buddy Tim Burton filling in this week. Tim, what's happening, man?
What's going on, my man?
It's going good. So, going to hit pause on this thing here, and we'll get rolling on some Remember the Titans here. So, but yeah, I just wanted to do a quick introduction. So, Tim's somebody I've known for a long time. Huge football fan, so I thought he'd be perfect to talk about Remember the Titans, one of my favorite football movies growing up here. And Tim, I know you're licking your wounds here from the Miami Hurricanes blowing it here in the last week of the season. How you doing, man?
Yeah, they blew pretty hard for sure. Was not expecting that one on that to finish off my Thanksgiving. That was nice. It was great. Appreciate that.
So where do they go from here? Where did they fall to? I haven't looked at the rankings.
Well, the college football rankings aren't out yet. The coaches poll and the AP poll are out, and they're seven. But
seven.
It really doesn't matter because if they beat Clemson, they're in. So that's really what it comes down to.
Gotcha.
Much.
So they're in the national championship if they beat Clemson?
Well, they'll be in the top four.
Top four bowl game? Okay.
Yeah, so they'll be in the playoff, and then I just don't want Bama to be in it, and we'll all be happy. So.
Yep, absolutely. So for new listeners of the show, and I'm sure we have a few this week, so the teaser trailer breakdown is we're going to listen to the original trailer that would have came out in cinema, you know, in the early 2000s to promote the movie. We'll talk about that. And then we're also going to break down some box office numbers and talk about how well it did. And then we will get into what we're going to cover on the full episode, which should come out here in a couple days. So what you're going to do is go into YouTube and you're going to type in Remember the Titans official trailer. It is by user Isa Kova. Don't know who this guy is, but shout out to him. The trailer has 1.35 million views. So pull that up and then I will give a 3-2-1 countdown and we will hit play and listen to the episode here. So let me get this all set up. Ready on your end?
Ready to go.
All right. We'll go 3-2-1 click.
You smile. Why are you smiling?
Football's fun.
You think football is fun?
Yes, no.
No?
Sir, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by
no, me. It's not fun anymore. Not even a little bit.
Zero fun, sir.
All right.
Coach Boone's school board made the decision to put you on my staff. I did not hire you.
Well, I came up here to coach you.
I didn't have to be assigned to your staff, so I guess we're both in a situation we don't want to be in. But I can guarantee you this, Coach. I come to win.
We will be perfect in every aspect of the game. Get up, boy! Get up! Get up! Get up!
We're still weak on the left side.
We're not weak on the left side.
It's not the problem.
What is the problem?
I don't need you up in my face.
I don't care if you like each other or not, but you will respect each other.
I want you to tell me something about one of your teammates.
I'm rooming with Blue, sir. He wears those leopard-spotted underwears, bikini style, sir.
Okay, maybe somebody who's not your woman. Each one of you will spend time every day with a different teammate.
Huh?
Yes.
Does the term cruel and unusual punishment mean anything to you?
If you lose a game, they'll fire you. One game, just like that.
Brother, don't you know me and your mother
went out on the town last night?
What did you say?
What happened to you?
Man,
I just gave your mama a piggyback ride, and she weighs twice as much as I do.
What's going on?
We wanted to let you know we're gonna warm up a little different tonight.
We are the Tigers.
These people know who's gonna win state, right?
Right.
Right.
Greek mythology, the Titans were greater even than the gods.
We're gonna change the way we run.
They ruled their universe with absolute power.
We're gonna change the way we box.
Well, that football field out there tonight, that's our universe.
We're gonna change the way we win.
You don't let anything, nothing, come between us.
We are changed.
All right. So, Tim, I'll let you go first. What was your first impression of the trailer here?
First impression, it looks like it's going to be a funny movie, first off, which I always like, especially with Denzel. He doesn't do a ton of funny stuff. but that's definitely got some classic ones already right off the bat. And definitely looks like one of Denzel's better ones for sure.
Yeah. I think one of the things that stood out to me was he talks about his, right at the beginning, he goes, is football fun? No, sir. He's so unsure about himself at that point. Like, did you ever have a coach that was like that intense where like he didn't want it to be fun?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. High school, my freshman year, I had this asshole of a coach that just nothing about him was fun. And that got it real serious real quick.
Yep. Yeah, I had a coach like that in, would have been freshman year too. Maybe it's freshman coaches that just take it too seriously. But like, we all had like Under Armour gear because we'd wear it like when it got really cold. And he made us take it off on the sidelines and called us a bunch of pussies and told us if we ever wore under gear again, like he'd kick our ass.
Right.
And like, all the way through college, like it could be snowing, and I was in short sleeves. Like I,
this is fast because you're a lineman now. That's a lineman thing.
Yeah. So it just the, like the mama jokes. That part's hilarious. Like Bertier, last week I took out your mama, and then the big guy comes in, Lastic. He's like, "Oh, what's wrong with your back, man?" Yeah. Like, oh, I'm carrying your mama on a piggyback ride, like. Mama jokes.
You don't usually see that comedy with Denzel, so you gotta love it.
Yeah. Yep. And just anything with football usually gets me really excited. And the fact that this is based off of a true story, like the last movie that I can remember for football that was based off of a true story before this one would have been Rudy, which is like my all-time favorite movie because I'm a Notre Dame fan. So you obviously, yeah. He got the sack. They didn't call the penalty. So that's what Sean Astin says in interviews too, because people have asked him about that, and he's just like, they didn't throw a flag.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I thought the trailer looked good. I can see why the movie did very well at the box office and why a lot of people came to watch it, which we're going to get into here in a second. So, as far as like box office goes, and I'll kind of give a quick overview here. So remember the Titans debuted September 29th, 2000, which would have made me 15 years old. So how old would you have been at that point?
2000?
Yeah.
That would have put me at, you were 15, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would have been 11.
11, wow.
Yeah.
So, is this a movie that you think you, like, went to theaters and watched? Or is this something you would have rented from, like, Blockbuster?
I probably would have rented, to be honest with you. I'm not 100% sure, but my guess is I would have rented because we always had the Denzels flowing in the house, for sure.
Is that your mom that likes Denzel?
Yeah. No, it's my dad. Loves the Denzel stuff. So I've always been on board with that. I got a question for you. Is this what took off Ryan Gosling's career?
I mean, it's definitely one of his first roles, so I would assume that he did really well in this, which probably led to him getting cast in The Notebook, which was his breakout role.
Well, obviously his breakout,
So in the little girl, I don't know if do you recognize who that is?
No, who's that?
It's Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, it is Hayden.
He's a smoke show, and he's married to Vladimir Klitschko. Yeah. The all-time great boxer, so.
Would not fuck with him.
No, not even a little bit. So, do you just look at my wife? Absolutely not, sir. Yeah. Can I do anything for you right now? Please don't punch me in the face.
I hope he listens to this podcast.
Yeah, if he does, he'll suck a German cock. So, we'll jump into some box office. So, it debuts September 29th. Opening weekend, they do $20.9 million, ranking number one at the box office. In week two, they dropped to number two, but they still brought in $19.2 million, so there's not much of a drop-off at all, which is solid. So the 10-day total was $45.8 million, which the movie only had a $30 million budget, so they made back their money in less than 10 days, which is always good. They ended up spending 10 solid weeks at the box office. It had a domestic gross of $115,654,751. Internationally, the film brought in another $21 million, bringing the worldwide total to over $136 million. So you're a numbers guy, Tim. It's a little chunk of change there.
Yeah, that's a ton of money for sure. That obviously did well right off the bat, which, I mean, makes sense. I mean, everybody loves their sports movies, and obviously everybody loves, there's some big names in that movie. So
yeah, I think any time you see a movie that goes, like, it stays right around the same type of money, or it even gets a little bit bigger as it goes, it generally ends up being like a massive hit. Like, if you take, for example, like Justice League opened at like $93 million, they probably won't hit $50 million second week, so they're going to drop by like 50%.
Right.
So,
but yeah, it usually means good word of mouth too.
Yeah, and that's what I think this movie had, is a lot of word of mouth. Like, people went and saw it, they loved it, they went and told their friends, and then they went to see it the next weekend, and then after they saw it, they probably told their grandparents, and they're like, oh, we'll go see a movie, and then they went and saw it. And it just, like, stayed like that for, like, 4 or 5 weeks. So definitely a huge success. So I always like to cover what was in theaters September 29th. So, like, what else was there to see that weekend? So Remember the Titans was first. Number two was the director's cut of The Exorcist. Have you ever watched that movie?
Never seen it in my life.
You've never watched The Exorcist?
Not that one, though.
Wow. So that's the original. So they
the original?
Yeah, so what they did is they put out like a director's cut of it. So it was like a little bit longer. They had like some deleted scenes.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's the one from 1973.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I've seen some bits and pieces. I mean, I also remember I was 11 years old when this came out, so
yeah, your parents probably are not letting you go watch some girl walk up the wall with her head backwards. Yeah. Crazy ass. Number three at the box office that week was Almost Famous. That's one of my favorite movies, about a guy that follows a rock band around. Number four, Urban Legends, Final Cut. That would be the sequel. I don't think anybody saw that movie. Number five, Bring It On. One of your favorites.
Everybody saw that one, for sure.
Number six, The Watcher, which I don't know much about that movie. Number seven, Nurse Betty. Number eight, Bait. Number nine, What Lies Beneath. That was actually a pretty good movie that made a lot of money. Just had been in box office for a long time. And number 10, Beautiful, which I couldn't even find anything about that movie. It was looked like a pretty big flop. So, other than Almost Famous, I think that would probably be the only thing I would be interested in seeing out of that bunch.
Not a lot of great ones there.
No, we've had some good ones in like previous episodes. Like we've had some really good weekends. Like we had a weekend where it was like, what was that movie? Jurassic Park. When we did that one, there was like so many good things in theaters that weekend.
Batman, you notice that affects the numbers drastically, one way or the other.
What's that?
You notice that affecting the numbers one way or another? Like when there's a lot of good movies out, does that bring them all down to a certain extent?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Yeah.
Like the next weekend, one of my favorite comedies came out the very next weekend. It was Meet the Parents with Ben Stiller. So they debuted at number one with like 28 million, but had Remember the Titans not been out and taken away $20 million of that money, they probably would have debuted at like 45 million.
Right.
So I'm sure that was a little bit of a hit for them, but I mean, obviously Meet the Parents did just fine. So, yeah, I mean, the trailer got me excited. I'm excited to watch the full movie and go through this review. So on the next episode that's going to come on the next few days, we'll cover some current cinema. We'll talk about some introduction to Remember the Titans. Any like behind the scenes stuff, if I find anything, we'll cover that. We'll get in some casting and critic response, and then we'll do a breakdown of the film. So that'll wrap up the episode for today. So please hit the download button on today's podcast. It doesn't cost you a cent, but it does help support the podcast. All previous episodes are in the archives. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Back in Time Pod. Facebook, we're at Back in Time Pod. Just type that in the link. You'll find us there. And then online, we're at backintimepod.wordpress.com. Until next time, thanks for listening. We'll be back in a couple days.
Peace.